Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to welcome each and every one of you to Prophetic Corner, where the word of God will be taught. Amen. Glory to God, because we thank God for everything that we do. Always wake up in the morning and give God thanks. Glory to God, because he woke you up. You know, some people didn't wake up. So do you wake up in the morning complaining, murmuring and complaining, or do you say, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day? Amen. Glory to God. So let's go ahead on with our announcements. I want to encourage you to come on Tuesday night. Man, if you miss Tuesday night, you have been missing a treat. None other than Wild Radio on Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. My God, amen. They light up that line. Glory to God. It was an awesome show. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. You know, when they come on with the fire of God. It'd be already lit. Hey, and it don't go out. Glory to God. They keep it lit. Amen. It's the show comes on Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you can also go to their pages, Prophetess Yvonne Riles page, and you can inbox her, or you can go to Pastor Joseph Riles and inbox him. And let them know that you want to become a part of the ministry. And I also want to encourage you, they do counseling, they marriage counseling, they're a life coach, mentor, a spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, is in this house. So I want to encourage you to hit them up on Facebook, inbox them, and let them know what you want. Amen. Don't just go there and say, you know, I need. No, let them know what exactly that you need. Glory to God. You know, you got to be specific in this season. Be careful what you're asking for. Amen. Because you just might get it. So just be careful. Be specific in what you want. Say, hey, I need y'all to counsel me. You know, God is calling me to the ministry, and I know what he's calling me to do, and tell them. And they will help you. They will help you on your way. You know, we're living in a season now where you need all the help you can get. So I encourage you to hit them up and let them know. And I guarantee you they will get back in touch with you. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Saturday we have Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the title of the show is Faith Comes by Hearing. And if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat, because Elder walked the dog, my God, and she prayed the house down. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand, but it was an awesome show. It's nothing like getting those fresh peanuts out of the oven. You know, amen, you could smell the aroma when she was preaching. My God, good God Almighty, don't y'all get hungry on me. Amen, hallelujah. You missed a treat, because it was awesome. It was an awesome, awesome show. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the next Hour of Power, there's a 30-minute break between there, and the next Hour of Power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss it. I want you to take that break. Go get you a cup of water, sip of water, sip of Sprite, whatever it may be. And I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. You know, love is what it does. You know, people can say they love you, but if they never do nothing for you, they don't show that love. Amen. There is true, genuine love, and then there's some fake love too. Hey, y'all know that too. Glory to God. I always tell someone that I know, you know, they'll hug you, and I'm like, oh, that was fake. I know that was fake. I said, I didn't do nothing. Wasn't nothing there. That was just dry to the bone. Glory to God. You can tell the genuine, and you can also tell the fake. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to go over and show Ministry Lane some true love. Because if God loves us unconditionally, we have to learn to love people beyond, amen, their faults. It don't matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to learn to love me beyond whatever. Glory to God. Because we all going to make some mistakes. But you don't stay there. You get back up. Amen. You pick yourself back up. You repent. You turn around from whatever it was that you were doing, and you get back on straight street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not God that wants you to lay there. You know, sometimes, you know, those whom you know want you to lay down and wallow in that mess. Glory to God. So they can say, well, you know, I know they wasn't real. I know they didn't. I know they wasn't a true man and woman of God. I know they wasn't a true prophet, but don't even listen to that. Amen. Pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. Don't wait for somebody else to come pick you up. You pick yourself up and turn around and place your feet on solid ground and ask the Lord to help you, because he will lead you and guide you through whatever it is you got to go through. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to come on in and partner with the WOW team. And partnering with the WOW team, you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for, not will be, where you are prayed for by blood-washed, born believers. Glory to God. Because, you know, if you're on a prayer list where nobody's praying for you, then it ain't doing you too much good. But when you're on this prayer list, amen, we will pray for you. Glory to God. We pray anyway for people. But don't you want somebody to say your name? Say your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you want. We only ask you for $25 or more. So I encourage you to come on in and join the WOW team and see what God wants to do in your life. You know, God is setting you up for greatness. Yeah, but sometimes you have to get in that place where somebody else can help you to get to that level of greatness, glory to God, so you can soar like an eagle, glory, because you don't want to get halfway and then you fall down below the level. Good God Almighty, huh? You want to stay up and high and fly high like an eagle. So that's why I'm encouraging you to come on in and go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know, amen, that you want to become a part of the WOW team, because God is calling you to ministry. Amen. Glory to God. He is calling you on your journey to come on. Just because, you know, sometimes we haven't seen Jesus ain't returned yet. You know, some people, amen, they get all in their feelings, you know, and say, well, you know what, I'm not worried about it. No, you better be worried. You look around you and see what's going on. You know, look around you and see what's happening in the world today. Amen. You know, people are important. It's not about the big Mercedes. It's not about having all this stuff, but it's about souls. You got to have a soul-winning heart. So, if you bring people in to the kingdom of God, you want to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Not well done because you kept your car clean. Not well done because, glory to God, you picked up the trash right there in front of your door. Not well done, glory to God, because you did give when they asked. Now, he wants to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because you've been faithful in going out and reaching out and getting somebody else and pulling them up where you are. Glory to God. Now, if you can't do that, hallelujah, don't be jealous, because you see other people reaching out to others. Glory to God. Because some just get so jealous when they see people reaching out to other people. They get so jealous. Well, you know what? Don't you believe her? Well, don't you believe him? What have you got to lose? You have nothing to lose. It ain't like they're asking you for no money. They ain't said, well, you know what? I'm going to give you this word of God, but you're going to have to pay me. Nobody has asked you that. Glory to God. If they're just trying to sow the word of God into your heart, then you open up and receive it, because that word has power. Glory to God. And it's going to clean up if there's something in there that ain't right. And if God is calling you and he's pricking on your heart, that word is going to draw you. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on, sign up today, and see what God wants to do in your life. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start right there at the first verse, but I'm going to open us up in prayer first. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for another day that you have let us see, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you made, oh, death get back and behave, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, right now, oh God, all those that's under the sound of my voice, that they hear you, Lord God. Hear the word of the Lord on today, Lord God. Let it be, Lord God, sweet, Lord God. Oh, my God, coming from the belly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice who need a healing, God, let it bring healing, Lord, unto them, Lord, whether they're listening, Lord God, on the airwaves, Lord God, or whether they're listening by phone, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the backsliders right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as you're calling them back, God, as you're calling them back out of darkness, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to reach down and pick them up, turn them around and place their feet on solid ground, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let them not go back, Lord God, but let them come back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that they've done, we know you cast it in the sea of forgetfulness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that they want their name written in the Lamb Book of Life, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're healing all across the nation, all those who are heavy laden in their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that think there's no way out, God, but your ways, Lord, are higher than our ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them turn around and begin to read the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God, because you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, for God shall deliver them out of them all, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is nothing, Lord God, that you can't do, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all those who are listening, Lord. Let them have a listening ear to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for the families on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the families, Lord God, the children in the schools, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let your angels camp around them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so no hurt, harm, or danger shall come to them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover them under the blood, God. Cover them under the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to be there around about now. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get ready for our message. Hallelujah. I'm going to title this message on today, Every Gift Serves a Purpose. You know, everyone in the body of Christ is important. You know, some don't think so, but everything is important. We're gonna look at it by the word of God. Everything is important. Every gift. Glory to God. Let's look at it. The first verse. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know, God don't want us ignorant. There are ways that God have now, you know, now there are many avenues where you can go and you can study up on different things. And you've got, there's those that whom God have placed over you, over your life, over your very soul to help you not to be ignorant of none of the gifts that he has going on and what he's calling you to do. So you don't have to be ignorant. You can't say, well, you know what? I don't know, and I don't know this. And no, you don't have to be like that. If you don't know it, amen, what you're going to do, you can Google it, glory to God. You can Internet explore it, glory to God. And God have people who can help you. My God, my God. And if you don't believe all that, amen, there's nothing new under the sun. It's in the word of God. If you Google it, I guarantee you, whatever you're thinking, amen, if he gives you a word, you Google it, he's going to give you, amen, where to go to the scripture. You can put it in there and where to find it. Glory to God. There's nothing new. You know, so many times we are ignorant because of the things that we do. We fearful, don't want to ask nobody nothing. You know, well, they're going to think I'm stupid. So what? It don't even matter. Hallelujah. Well, if you know they're going to think that, then you probably don't need to go to that person. You probably need to go to someone else that you know that's going to help you. Amen. That's not going to think you, amen, are lower than they are. That's what you do. Now, I'm going to encourage you to come on. Because God wouldn't have you ignorant of no gift, no spiritual gift. God wouldn't have you ignorant as to how you need to walk in, amen, in your gift, how you need to talk, and what you need to do to get there, amen, and for your gift to supersede and do what it needs to do for the body of Christ. He is not going to have you ignorant. So don't let nobody fool you. Glory to God. My God, let's move on. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, that they know man can say that Jesus is the Lord by the Holy Ghost. You know what? You know, people will say, oh, yeah, Jesus is my Lord. You know, he's my Lord. Glory to God. Oh, yes, he is. But you know what? They don't even know which way Jesus went. Because they still doing whatever it is they big enough to do. And there are some that will come and say, you know what, I am this, I am a pastor, I am this, I'm this. Look, I'm not persecuting nobody. I'm just saying in general, glory to God, understand, let me help you. So you won't say, amen, glory to God, that she's persecuting. No, I'm not persecuting anybody. I'm saying, you know, people will come and say, well, you know what, I know you say you're a prophet, but I am a prophet too, because God speaks to me. But listen, you got to have clean hands. If God has given you a gift, then you got to have clean hands and operating in that gift. Unless the Holy Spirit is operating in you, I'm talking about fully, you can't just say you got it. Somebody ought to see it. Anybody can say they got it, glory to God, but nobody sees it. Hallelujah, my God. And you know, it's got to be on the end. You have to accept Jesus as Lord. And then, you know, glory to God, and that's the Holy Spirit in your life to help you, make you, and mold you. And then you got to continue on, glory to God, hallelujah. You can't just say, oh, yes, I am. I am a prophet also. You know what I'm seeing now? There's so many that's trying to be prophets. There's so many that's trying to be pastors. There's so many that's trying to be, amen, teachers, amen, of the Bible, and knowing God ain't calling to do none of that. Whatever he called you to do, that's where you work at, because that's where you're going to be the most needed at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now, you know. So many times I see people, well, you know what, I know the Lord spoke to me. Well, you know, amen, as I've heard before, just because the Lord has spoke to you, that don't make you a prophet. Hallelujah, glory to God. So be careful in walking in a place where you shouldn't walk. Be careful about saying, well, thus says the Lord. Did the Lord tell you to say that? If he didn't tell you to say it, then don't do it. Amen. Glory to God. You have to be careful, you know, because you can conjure up many spirits. There's many different spirits out there. It is. Glory to God. And guess what? They're all speaking, and they all ain't the Holy Spirit. Let me help you out. Hallelujah. They're not the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Well, you know what? If so, you tell somebody something, oh, well, you know what? I did too. I remember. I did too. You know, didn't I say that? Well, let me help you out. That's okay. You might have did say that, but that still don't make you a prophet. So don't call yourself something that God ain't calling you to be. Hallelujah. Don't call yourself, well, yeah, I could pastor too. Don't do that, glory to God. Walk in the gift that God is giving you. And if you don't know your gift, I just told you that earlier how you can get, amen, glory to God, where you need to be. Which gift, your gift can come in operation if you get up under someone, hallelujah, glory to God, that will help you. We're in that place now. We're in that place. So be careful who you listen to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move it. Hallelujah. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. See, he's saying right here, there are many, yes, there are many gifts. There are many gifts, but they all should be operating by the same Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Have you ever heard sometimes people say, well, you know what, the Spirit led, the Spirit led. What Spirit led you? Glory to God. You need to try that word by the word of God to see if it's so, and then you say it. Don't always, when you get up, roll up on somebody and say, well, you know what, the Spirit told me. What Spirit are you led by? Hallelujah. Sometimes you're led by, it's a familiar spirit out there too also. Thank you, Lord. There's a familiar spirit. Some things are just familiar to you, glory to God, and some things you've already heard before. That's why you can say that, hallelujah, glory to God. So just be careful. Because spirits are speaking, and some spirits are not of God. So you got to try that word. If he give it to you, write it down or go to somebody who can help you out. Now, there's this one thing I can say. There's this person, glory to God, and if it's something they don't understand, they'll come and they'll say, well, you know what, let me ask, I had to ask you a question. I said, okay, go ahead, what is it? So when they ask me a question, I go ahead and, you know, I give them an answer and I'll tell them this and that, you know, and that. They say, okay, thank you. I thought so, you know. But they'll come and ask. They don't just run out there, and they know who they are. They don't just run out there haphazardly. Amen. They ask, so they'll make sure that they're on point, because I know they love the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they want to get it right. That's the place we ought to be in this place now. You know, where the Holy Spirit can dwell in a clean place and get it right. If you tipping and dipping and slipping, Holy Ghost don't dwell in no unclean place. Hallelujah, glory to God. No, your gift ain't going to even work. And you operating in something that ain't the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we may. Hallelujah. And we all fall short. But glory to God, that don't mean you keep wallowing in that same place. Your gift can't work. It can't work. The gift is working in you. It ain't the Holy Spirit. It might be the spirit of the devil, but it ain't the Holy Spirit. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. See, there are different. It should be the same God in everything. There's different administrations. Glory to God. There's many different ministries, but they should still be operating by the same Holy Spirit. You see, he put the same and the same and the same. He's saying the same, hallelujah. He didn't say nothing different just because you go to another sanctuary. I'll just put it like that. Glory to God. You go to another sanctuary and you say, well, you know what, hallelujah. Oh, they do it differently. Yes, they may do something different, but they still operate in the same Holy Spirit. Glory to God. The same Holy Spirit should be in operation. Hallelujah. Not a different one, the same. Let's move on. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh in all in all. It's the same God. It's the same. The messages, amen. You know, sometimes you can listen at some of the pastors and different things on TV, and, you know, you can listen and come to these shows also. Glory to God, hallelujah. Look out, because here we come, television. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know what? Amen, hallelujah. What happens, glory to God, you can hear them. Well, you know, that's what they said. They preached that message, or they preached that message. Well, if you're under good leadership, hallelujah. And we were taught, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, amen. If you're under good leadership, then you're going to have, amen, the anointing of that house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you're going to have. What I mean is, whatever they're preaching, it's going to be line on line, precept on precept. Some of your stuff is going to be the same thing. Glory to God. Amen. And that's the way it should be. Hallelujah, because you know it's the same God we all serve. It ain't no different God. It ain't no little fat bald-headed man you rubbing on his head telling him to speak and he ain't saying nothing. All you doing is shining his throat. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's not like that, hallelujah, glory to God. It's not, hallelujah. Mm-mm. It's not like that. Let's move on. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit. You see, some people, glory to God, have wisdom. They have just so much, much, much wisdom. Glory to God. You know, you can get a lot of wisdom. I always go back and take it back on where I was taught. Glory to God. You always, amen, glory, piggyback on where you were taught because you know what you were taught. It's okay. Amen. I don't care what you say. I don't care. It don't matter. Yes, we all have to be taught. You want to be a disciple. A disciple is a learner, person who learns, right? Glory to God. So that's what you need to be. You all have to be discipled. We all had to be discipled, glory to God, to come and reach this point in life. Amen. We had to come and reach, amen, where we wanted to go in life. We had to reach what God wanted us to do. We had to sit up, unto someone, glory to God, and be discipled, and have a be a learner, and listen to the word of God being taught, and to know how to go through and dissect this word, and come around again to when you need to get the title. I'm encouraging you, glory to God, hallelujah. Hey, this ain't in my notes, but hey, let's roll, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's the way, amen, everybody have to do. You can't be afraid to come up amongst them people, amen, and walk where God wants you to walk. If they don't like you, then guess what? They don't need you, hallelujah. If they don't want you to get where God wants you to be, cut them or loose, hallelujah. Because God is doing some shaking and some shifting in the world on today. Hallelujah. There are some things people are not going to believe their eyes whenever he get through with them. You know, everybody wonder, well, I wonder why everybody falling out with me and why they don't want me around them and why. Oh, you ain't got to worry no more. I'm going to tell you now, God is doing some shaking and some shifting because God calling you into the ministry in the place that you should be before he returns because there's work for you to do. Glory to God. And you can't do it with all the riffraff hanging around you. Glory to God. You think it's okay, but it's not. Because God is going to shake it up. He's shaking it up right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's moving it out of the way so you can go in and do whatever he's calling you to do. You can't have one foot out and one foot in. Hallelujah. A gift won't operate with one foot out and one foot in. Glory to God. You better be careful because that one foot may get cut off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, when God cuts you off, he'll give you a reprobate mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't want to get in that place. Hallelujah. You don't want to get in that place. So it says right here that in the same, let me read that again. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. Understand. You know, he asked Solomon, Solomon, what do you want? What is it that you want? He said, I want wisdom. You know what? Wisdom can take you a long way. It really can. It can stop you from getting in some messes. I tell you the truth. It can stop you from marrying the wrong person. It can stop you and help you to see things more clearly. It can stop you, glory to God, hallelujah, from getting in a lot of debt that you can't take, that you can't get yourself out of. And then the next thing you know, you're down, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. You're spending and you're hollering and you're crying. Lord, I got all these bills. Lord, help me, God. I can't get out of them, Lord. You know I'm a giver. Come on now. Glory to God. Yeah, he know you're a giver. Hallelujah. Yes, he do. And he says, amen, if you give, amen, sparingly, you will reap sparingly. But if you give bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. Yes, glory to God. He know all that. But did you hear whenever, amen, glory to God, when he told you don't go over there and get that? Did you hear that? Don't get all them credit cards. Don't get all that stuff that you know you can't pay for. My God, did you hear all that? Wisdom will keep you. See, Solomon wanted wisdom because he knew he needed wisdom to go in front of the people. Hallelujah. You know, because there were people that was going to be coming to him. And he needed wisdom because he needed to know how to handle them when they come. And that's what we all need. So we'll know, you know, how to handle certain things in certain situations. Hallelujah. It's okay to talk things out with people. Amen. You talk it out with God. Hallelujah. And if he don't give you an answer right then, hold on, hallelujah, because he may send it through someone, you know, and then you go and talk it out with people and you say, okay, listen, this is what happened, amen, or I did this or I did that, and this is the results that I got. It's okay. It's okay. And see, Solomon wanted wisdom so he could come before the people, amen, because he's going to know, he's going to need that wisdom whenever they come to him with certain situations and certain things. Remember when the two women, amen, were laying together, amen, in the same place. And you know what happened? One of the babies died, glory to God, and the other one, hallelujah, baby was alive. And the woman got up and put the dead baby over in the other bed. But you don't you know a mother knows a child? Come on now. You know, and God had already given Solomon the wisdom that he needed to handle that. He said, here's what's going to happen. You know, we're going to cut the baby in half. One of the women said, go ahead, cut him in half. Come on, man. Yeah, and the woman said, no. She said, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Glory to God. But understand, see, Solomon wasn't going to do that, but that was the wisdom, because he knows a mother, glory to God, knows his child, and if she's going to do what she got to do to save her children. Hallelujah. Now, the other woman, glory to God, help her, Lord. I hope she got saved. But you know what? Hallelujah. She said, cut him in half, because she knew that wasn't none of her. And then he said, go ahead and give him to the woman that said, you know, that, you know, to save the child, don't cut him in half. Glory to God. You know that woman didn't want to see her baby sliced in half. Come on now. Glory to God. So that's what wisdom will do for you. It'll stop you from going out there getting the wrong JoJo, getting the wrong Jody, getting the wrong Juju. It'll stop you from that mess. Hallelujah. And to another, the word of knowledge by the same spirit. See, you can have knowledge. You know, some people think just because, you know, I went to school, you know, I graduated cum laude. Cum laude, okay, amen, for all you up northerns, okay, and all that good stuff, you know. But just think about it, hallelujah. That piece of paper means nothing if you ain't got God with it, hallelujah. You know, when I was going to school prior to, I said, Lord, here's what I need. This is what I need you to do. Help me to get through this one, Lord. Help me all the way through this one. Glory to God. You know, a lot of them say, well, you know, I'm glad you finished because you put all us through school. Amen. Glory to God. But you know what? Yes, I did. Everybody, amen, glory to God, went through it with me. Yes, they did. Encourage me that you're going to be all right. You can make it. Keep going, you know, and that's what you need. You need a good support system. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. You need a good support system to help you out, because that little piece of paper means nothing. Glory, if you ain't got God, hallelujah, is it what he wants you to do? Or is it just something that you want to do? You know, I went to school, glory to God, and I'm like, okay, what I really was going for, I was going to do physical therapy. And, you know, amen, glory to God. I got a call one day, and they said, well, you know what, this, that. They were just talking all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, okay, all right, and whatever. That's what I said, okay, and whatever. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to school. Amen, glory to God. But this is what I want you to do. I'm like, Lord, no, that ain't me right there now, for real. For real, that's not me. I said, Lord, it can't be. Uh-uh, come on now. You know, and I'm going up the road, amen, and the person on the other line just talking, you know, and said, well, you need to call me back, and, you know, and this, that. I said, okay, well, I'll call you back. And the Lord was just speaking and telling me what he wanted me to do. And I said, oh, Lord, now, Lord, I know this ain't me now. Come on now, okay? But look, I didn't say nothing else. I said, okay, Lord. I said, if this is what you want me to do, then I'm going to do it. And so that's what I did. And through it all, he took me through everything I had to go through. Glory to God. Amen. And I made it through. So, you know, that wisdom, knowledge is not going to help you if you ain't got God. Hallelujah. If it's what he wants you to do, then fine. But if it ain't, go back and seek it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get in a hurry. And you don't want to wait on the Lord for not nothing. But I learned life lessons. You got to wait on the Lord. You know, since they that wait upon the Lord shall renew thine strength. Hallelujah. When you wait on God, it ain't nothing like waiting on God. You're like, okay, Lord, I've been waiting here a long, long, long time. But guess what? Whatever you need, he's preparing it. Amen. Glory to God over there. So whenever you go out to get it, it'll already be in place. And some of the stuff that you would have had to go through by yourself to get it, he's already moved the mountains. Good God Almighty. He's already moved the mountains and them molehills. Glory to God. You know how moles make holes in the ground. Hallelujah. You won't have to stumble. You won't have to fret, because Jesus is right there with you, girl. He ain't through yet. Let's go on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And to another, faith by the same spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same spirit. Do you understand here? He keeps saying same. That means the same Jesus. Glory to God. That brought me out. He can bring whoever needs to come out. That same Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That died on the cross. That's that same God you should be serving. Now, the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me, glory to God, that's that same God can live on the inside of you. That same God, hallelujah, that gave his son on Calvary for us, that's the same one, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, that broke, that can bring you out. That's the same Do you see he says same? He didn't say different. He said same. There's different gifts. Yes, they are. But that's the same God operating in each and every gift. Glory to God. The same God. The same God. Some people have, you know, can have just great faith. They can just, okay, I'm going to believe God for this and amen. Head calm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is. There it is. All of a sudden. Hallelujah. Suddenly it happened. Some people can have just that greater faith. Glory to God. I believe God on yesterday and he gave it to me. Hallelujah. Today. That's people with faith. But guess what? It's the same God. Hallelujah. That they're believing. Glory to God. It's the same one. Let's move on. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of the spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. Do you see right here? He can give any gift. You know, he can give anybody any gift that he wants to. God adds to you as he see fit, not as you want. You know, sometimes people be wanting, well, Lord, I wish I was a prophet. Lord, I wished I was a preacher. Lord, I wished I was, Lord God, I wished I was this and I wish I was that. No, thank God for where you are, whatever you may be doing. If you are at the back door greeter, well, God, I thank you, Lord, that I'm greeting people. Good morning. How you doing, sister? Praise the Lord. Are you all right? All is well, sister? Yes. Well, praise the Lord. We finna have a Holy Ghost good time. Glory to God. They may come in there all busted, broke, busted, and disgusted. But guess what? By your spirit, huh? Hallelujah, at that back door, it can bring joy to their very soul. Hallelujah. So you won't have to preach so hard to try to get through and break through all them channels and all that stuff going on. Glory to God. Even if you are just a bathroom cleaner, it don't matter. Shine it, spit, shine it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't leave a speck of dust on the floor. Every gift is important. Whatever he's calling you, if you're in the ministries of health, hey, glory to God, then do what you need to do. Hallelujah. To make it look good. So, you know, they won't have to come back and say, well, you know what? You know what, Pastor? She just didn't clean that bathroom. It's just so nasty. Come on now. You want to make sure you're doing what you need to do. They want to say, you know what, Pastor? We ain't got to worry about that because old sister, she going to clean that bathroom. Amen. I wonder sometimes, you know, when people say, well, you know, I ain't cleaning no bathroom. That's not my job. Hallelujah. That's glory to God. That's not my job. Well, that may not be where you're going to stay. Hallelujah. But maybe that just be your starting point. But understand, do it with excellence and watch God elevate you. It don't take God long time to elevate nobody if he won't do. That's the same God. He's operating in that. And because he gives to some, amen, the discerning of the spirit. Some people have the discerning of the spirit. We all should desire it. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we all should desire it. Glory to God. He gives some people different tongues and some interpretations of tongues. But it's the same God. It ain't nobody no different. It ain't that little bald head man I told you, y'all rubbing on top of his head, shining his head. It ain't him with that little big belly. It ain't him. Glory to God. It just ain't him. It is not him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. But all these worketh that one, and the self same spirit divided to every man severally as he will. See, it's saying right here, God going to divide, amen. He's going to give you, amen, what he wants to give you. Whatever gift God has for you, he's going to give it to you. Glory to God. You ain't got to conjure it up. You ain't got to sit up all night saying, Lord, which gift? What I got, Lord? What I got? We are all called to minister. If it's nothing but reading the word of God, and then you could tell somebody, I'm sure you got some people hanging around. You got some friends, hallelujah. You call them friends, amen, and they ain't saved. Then tell them the word of God. Don't let them lead you, amen. You lead them because you're the one that's getting the word in you. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be living in you. Glory to God, not them. Hallelujah. So many times you go in a place and you let them take over. But I just tell you the truth. Hallelujah. You got to let God be God in you. Glory to God. Because he's the one, hallelujah, that's going to bring that person into being where he should be. She being what she should be. Glory to God and what he called them to be. We're all called the minister. Hallelujah. So it's the same God. It ain't man no different. He going to give you what he wants you to have. So you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to fret. You ain't got to fight because he ain't through with you yet. Glory to God. Let's go on. Hallelujah. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also in Christ. You know, he's saying right here, he got teachers, he got preachers, he got pastors. You know, he got preachers, he got teachers, he got apostles, he have prophets, he have those who said they're ushering, you know, and all the other things that they that goes on in the church. It don't matter just because he got all this in the body, because all this is needed, hallelujah. But they all are operating in the same spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. You know what God was laying on my heart earlier, amen, as I was getting ready, you know, it's easy for us to say, you know what, Lord, I thank you. The Spirit showed me that. Glory to God. But what spirit are you saying showed you? Hallelujah. You're either going to say the Spirit of the Lord, or you're going to say the Holy Spirit showed me. Glory to God. You know, some just use it and throw it around lightly where the Spirit showed me. What did the Spirit show you? Hallelujah. Or was it the Holy Spirit? Glory to God. Like I said, you have to be careful because you have familiar spirits. Now, you have to spend time in the Word and spend time in the Lord. You can't just spend time in the church and you come home and don't spend no more time with Jesus Christ. It just don't work like that. Hallelujah. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh to thee. Glory to God. So how can you lift him up if you don't know no scriptures, if you don't seek the Word of God, if you don't seek out what he's saying, then you can't lift God up. Hallelujah. And somebody come to you, well, you know what? This is not so. That's not so. But you know what? When you read and you study, then you ain't got to worry about all that. You could tell them, well, I know what I'm talking about because I read it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And this is what it said. Glory to God. My God. For by one Spirit, are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into the one Spirit. Glory to God. For the body is not one member, but many. You know, like he said here, it's not one member. Yes, you got a lot of members. It's got a lot of different, amen, parts, but guess what? Hallelujah. It's only one God that we serve. So I don't know, amen, what he be talking about. Like I said, that little man, I'm sorry, with that little sheet wrapped around him, glory to God, we just call him that. You know, I just don't understand it, glory to God. You rub him on his head and he ain't going to speak to you, glory to God. But if I cry out to the Lord, thy God, he's going to speak to me, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to speak to me through his word. If I read his word, if I look at someone preaching on the TV, amen, glory to God, he's going to speak to me through his word, glory to God. That little man ain't gonna say nothing. He ain't got on no shoes, he ain't got on no shirt. All he got is a little diaper tied around him. Glory to God. Come on now. Don't you want a man named Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That you can speak to any time you get ready and get an answer. Glory to God. Remember, every part of the body has its place. Hallelujah. Your eyes to see, your ears to hear. Glory to God. Your hands, hallelujah. Hallelujah, to use and work. Hallelujah, in the ministry. Your feet to walk. Glory to God. So see, hallelujah, every part of your body, your natural body has a place. So every member, hallelujah, in the body of Christ has a place. Every gift, hallelujah, is to be used. Hallelujah. Whether you got to go and pass out a fan, it don't matter. Whether you got to go and give the pastor a drink of water, glory to God, it don't matter. If you gotta go, hallelujah, clean the bathroom, it don't matter. Hallelujah. That may be the gift that you're using right then, but that's not where he's gonna leave you. Glory to God. Because in a few, hallelujah, glory to God, he's gonna put you in a place. Glory to God. And you know what they're gonna say? Well, I remember, hallelujah, when you were cleaning the bathrooms, you did the best spit shine, hallelujah, I've ever seen. Good God of mighty, you did your gift really, really well. You operated in it and you didn't murmur and complain. Good God Almighty. Don't you want to leave that kind of legacy? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God will lift you up and put you in another place. But as for now, glory to God, Operate in the gift that he has given you. Operate in the gift that the Holy Spirit has given you. Operate right where you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What he has you to do for now, because he's going to move you into that place. Hallelujah. Well, you know, where you need to be. That's how it works. It doesn't matter, like I said, if they just have you taking up money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if they just have you just standing at the back door. Glory to God. Whether you're an apostle, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a preacher or teacher, knowing that's just a starting point. You know, I commend families how they're training the children. Some of them of nowadays, they're ushering and, you know, and doing different things, and they having their children and telling their children, okay, you got to have the right spirit, you know. You can't be looking all, you know, like this, standing at the door, you know, glory to God, you know. And I know someone who will, glory to God, and they will set them down if they don't act right. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's a good thing, because you got to train up a child in the way they need to go. Glory to God. And that's a good thing. Hallelujah. That's a godly thing. My God, my God. So just operate in your gifts. Every gift is important. So don't ever think that you're less important in the body of Christ. You're not. Glory to God. Because all gifts work together. Just like every part of your body works together. And it has a purpose. Without my ears, I can't hear. Glory to God. Without my eyes, glory to God, if they're shut, I can't see unless I feel. And I had to have hands in order to feel. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every part works together in the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to now open the line up for prayer. If you desire prayer this time, I see the line is full. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press a 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. All the time, and all the time, God is good. I want to encourage you, don't forget, nobody's pressed the 1. Don't forget to make sure that you go over and show Ministry Lane some love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen to the show. It'll be on 30 minutes after mine. Amen. Glory to God. And I want you to go over and hear her. If you can't, then go on Facebook. Amen. And you'll go to her Facebook page. It's Ministry Elaine Jackson. And you can click on it, and it'll take you to, amen, the show that's coming on shortly. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for this thing that I hear the Lord telling me to pray for. Amen. Somebody has found out that they have an aneurysm. Glory to God. Well, we're going to pray for that. Glory to God. Whether you're on web, hallelujah, glory to God, or you're on this line. If you're on this line, you press the 1. If you're not on this on the line, you're on the web, I'm going to pray for you anyway. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and we declare, we know that you made all things, oh God. Now, we know that you made this body. So, Father, we speak, hallelujah, to that tumor right now, Lord, that it dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Every headache shall go away, Lord God, because we know you to be a healer. We know you to be the miracle-working God. So we speak to that tumor, dry up right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that it is so, and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, nobody has pressed the 1. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. If you don't know Jesus in pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me of all my sins, Lord, that I have committed against you, O Lord. I give you my life, God. Change me, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ, it don't stop there. It continues to go on, and it continues to grow in you. So I encourage you to hit me up on Facebook, glory to God, and let me know that you said that prayer of salvation, because you are now a blood-washed, born believer. And it's time for you to come on and get in and let God use you for his purpose. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Now, we're going to go ahead on. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to give the benediction. Nobody pressed the one. So I'm just going to go ahead on, and we're going to get on out of here so we can go over and hear Ministry Lane. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and we will see you back here on next.